Today's K-movie is 장르만 로맨스, perhaps love. This is Korean comedy film directed by Cho Eun-ji, one of the most leading actresses of Korea. It is also stars by Ryu Seung-yong, Onara, you probably know her for Sky Castle, and Kim Hee-won. The Korean title for this movie, 장르만 로맨스, means only the genre is romance, which I think it fits with the movie very well as it plays with two contrasting ideas. If love is impossible to obtain or if love is a natural part of life, then we cannot escape. This film revolves around a best-selling writer named Hyun, while he's been regarded as one of the most prominent writers in Korea. He hasn't written any piece for 7 years, and this has certainly frustrated not only himself, but also his best friend and publisher, Sun Mo, played by Kim Hee-won. And then there comes an unexpected change into his life when he happens to drop by the house of his friend, his gay writer friend. At one night, he meets Yujin, played by Mu Jin-seong, a young aspiring writer who has lived with that gay writer for a while. Yujin later reveals to Hyun that he has had a crush on him for years. As a married heterosexual man, Hyun is not particularly interested in Yujin, but then Yujin keeps going back to him as one of the students attending his college class, and Hyun doesn't know what to do about this circumstance, especially after Yujin gives him a short story too good to be ignored. Halfway through the film, we also get to know the other messy side of Hyun's private life. As his second wife and their young daughter have been absent for several months, he feels lonely and he drops by the house of his ex-wife, Mie, beautifully played by Onara, and almost has sex with her, but it was stopped in the middle by their son, Sun-kyung. In case of their son, Sun-kyung, this troubled kid surely has lots of issues. Too much for any other adolescent kid around his age. He hates his family, especially mom and dad. His emotional state happens to draw the attention of Jeong-won, a young housewife and a neighbor who lives across from Sun-kyung. Over time, Hyun finds himself getting more involved with Yujin as they come to work very closely with each other on expanding and developing Yujin's original short story. He comes to feel more conflicted as finding himself not only rejuvenated by their collaboration, but also caring a lot about Yujin's feelings. This film is pretty good at juggling its several plot lines. The movie smoothly moves back and forth between comedy and drama. I particularly like the precise comic timing of a certain key sequence. When it comes to comedy films, timing is crucial, you know. We already get a pretty good idea of what's going to happen among several main characters, but we cannot help but tickle more and more thanks to the perfect timing between the performance on the screen. And then there comes this payoff moment, much more hilarious than expected. We have to talk about characters of this film, especially the main characters of the film. There are basically three couples in this movie: Hyun and his gay student, Mie, Hyun's wife, and his best friend, Sun-mo. And lastly, Hyun's son, Sun-kyung, and his neighbor, Jeong-won. While Hyun and Yujin's strained relationship is depicted with enough sensitivity, Mie and Sun-mo come to show more of each own human death along the story. And the same thing can be said about Sun-kyung and Jeong-won. It might be fair to say that Jeong-won is simply having fun with attracting Sun-kyung's attention, but not so surprisingly, she does care a lot about Sun-kyung, as reflected by a brief moment later in the film. Although the film comes to lose some of its comic momentum as reaching to the resolution during the last act, director Cho Eun-ji, who's been mainly known for her acting work in many movies, including Im Sul-ye's Forever Moment, She keeps things rolling under her direction, and she also draws the superb ensemble performance from her main cast members. While Yoo Sung-yong holds the center as required, Onara and Kim Hee-won, Yoo Young, and other supporting actors bring life and personality to their respective characters. And Oh Jung-se makes a great cameo for the film. Overall, this movie, 장르만 로맨스, is one of the funniest Korean films last year, and Cho Eun-ji demonstrates well another side of her talent here, just like Kim Yoon-suk did with his feature debut film, Another Child. She certainly makes a fairly good feature film, and it will be interesting to see whether she's gonna rise more as another notable female filmmaker in Korea. And we cannot talk about Yoo Sung-yong. He made his acting debut at the age of 15 in a stage musical after his screen debut in 2004's Someone Special. He since has become one of the most versatile and dependable character actors in Korea. He did so many roles, including a mentally handicapped father in 7번 방의 기적, Miracle in Cell No. 7. He also appeared in Royal Advisor as Hogyun in Masquerade, Kwanghae, an officer of the North Korean People's Army in the front line, a general of the Qing Dynasty in War of the Arrow. He was also a latest man in All About My Wife, a gambling husband who fears his wife in the quiz show scandal. And he was a gay man in Personal Taste, a vengeful gangster in Secret, a reporter on the trail of the story in The Recipe. He also played the main role of Cho Hak-ju in the Netflix drama Kingdom. And lastly, he appeared in the comedy film Extreme Job, which became the second highest grossing film of all time in Korea. The director of this film, 장르만 로맨스, Perhaps Love, Cho Eun-ji is mostly known as Korean actress. She debuted in Im Sang-soo's film Tears and has since become better known for her supporting roles on television and film, such as in The President's Last Bang, 그때 그 사람들, My Scary Girl, Forever the Moment, The Concubine, and The Villainous. She was also the leading actress in the independent film Driving with My Wife's for a Lover and Sunshine Love. She appeared most recently in Hajino's television drama Lost. If I can recommend you one movie among the ones starred by Cho Eun-ji, it would be The Villainous. This is a Korean action film directed by Jung Byung-gil. This is a very good action film. I would say this can be a Korean version of Kate, which we talked about yesterday.
Download the Arirang Radio application.
Type in
A-R-I-R-A-N-G.
Arirang Radio on your app store.
Download it and listen to
Arirang Radio.
88.7 in Jeju City.
88.1 in Seogwipo City.
101.9 in the Taejong area.
Channel 144 on Sirius XM in the U.S. Arirang Radio.
Tune in. Arirang Radio.